Well, I'd be happy to do that. And I don't know if you know anything about my personal background. My personal background is that I spent 22 years in the regular Army. I am a combat veteran, having served with the great 101st Airborne Division in Vietnam, deployed from Fort Campbell to Vietnam in 1967. So I was there 67, 68. We hired the professor of military sciences out of Iowa State University about not quite 5 years ago. So one of the first tasks that I gave to him was let's figure out the worthy organizations to do fundraising for veterans, specifically targeting the veterans coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And so from that, and he looked at everyone to include the Wounded Warrior Project and many, many others. And from that, we surmised that there were three that really met all the criteria we were looking for, some of which are well known. For example, the DAV is a great organization, but we felt like their effort was diluted among all groups of veterans of all ages, and we wanted to focus strictly on the Iraqi-Afghani veterans. And then secondly was the Fisher House, and that's the Fisher Brothers out of New York City that were building special housing for these really severely wounded Iraqi and Afghani veterans. And we thought that was a little narrow in scope because we wanted to include not only those kinds of veterans, but also their families, family members, and also surviving spouses. And so, we were a little bit broader natured than the Fisher House. So we come upon Hope for the Warriors, a really great organization founded by two Marine Corps officers' wives, and their husbands had been on multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. And so they had a passion for looking out for these young veterans, if you will, that were coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. We actually brought all those organizations out to Casey's, interviewed them, and then selected them. And that was about 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago. And so from that, then we have raised several million dollars worth of funds in a variety of different programs. So we are so very happy that we can do this for the fifth time, hoping to raise more than $1 million this year.
Wow.
Because, right now is the critical period for these kinds of veterans. Unfortunately, people have short memories.
Right.
And we can't let that happen. I mean, they will need our efforts even more so in the future. I mean, we have yet to see. This young group of veterans, let me add, have had three, four, five, six combat tours into both these theaters of operations. And so it's an imperative that we stand by and fill the gap between VA medical care and other care that might be available to them. It's easy to forget about them. Can't do that right now.
Most definitely. And I think it's appropriate that I'm speaking with you because Marshalltown is obviously the home of the Iowa Veterans Home.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very nice facility. And I know Jody, General Jody Thomason, well. She's a great leader of that really fine facility up there.
Yeah, she sure is. Tell us, sir, about Casey's involvement then with the annual dog tag promotion. I mean, what exactly does this entail? You buy the dog tag and proceeds go to this wonderful organization?
Yes. So you spend $1 to buy a paper dog tag in which you write your name on that dog tag, and then that's displayed in that store wherever you purchased that. So what we did was to allocate 400 dog tags per store, knowing that some stores will do extremely well and will send out more dog tags to them. And then secondly, we have buttons that our cashiers wear talking about the promotion, and we have a poster then that tracks the dog sales within each store. 100% of that money goes to Hope for the Warriors. So we don't take any money whatsoever from that. That all of that is funneled back into Hope for the Warriors.
Wow. That is absolutely...
Here's the other thing about Hope for the Warriors. Hope for the Warriors has received the highest rating from Charity Navigator for the last several years. I mean, giving back somewhere around 94% of the money they take in. Just to compare Hope for the Warriors to other organizations that purport to be assisting veterans in a major way.
What a great program. We greatly appreciate you having on being on the radio. I know your time is extremely valuable, sir. Speaking with Chairman and CEO of Casey's General Stores, retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob Myers joining us today. Thank you so much.
You bet. Absolutely.